The program for Friday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It's been our pleasure to have you listen to Truth for the Day this week. Here it is Friday, and we're still on that subject of fools, people that God calls such in the Bible. We've considered the rich fool, the man that God said to, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee." And we have considered the proud, arrogant fool. God called him that. And three, we have considered the unbelieving fool. Psalms 14, verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, "There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." And four, yesterday we noticed several references in Proverbs that spoke of the fool with an uncontrolled tongue. Whether the rich fool, the proud fool, the unbelieving fool, or fools with uncontrolled tongues, all of these seem uninviting. We don't consciously aspire to be such people. However, there is another fool, called that by God in His Word, that I would like to call your attention to today. Personally, I'd be pleased if a man would call me a fool in the sense that God speaks here. This kind of fool recognized by God. We read about this in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 9 and 10. Paul says here, "For I think that God has set forth us the apostles last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake." Fools for Christ's sake. That's how the world looked at Paul and the other gospel preachers of the first century. His fellow Jews could look at Paul personally and think that he was a fool. Think of what he had given up to follow Christ. What a promising career that he laid aside that would have been his in the Jewish religion. He spoke of his background in Philippians 3, verses 5 through 7. He says that he had been circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. When Paul told this and the background of his conversion to Christ, in Acts 26, there was one man that cried out, "Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad." Paul threw all of his early life to the wind, and he daily put his life on the line for Christ. In 1 Corinthians 15, he said, "I die daily." In the eyes of the world, he seemed crazy. The danger and the hardships that he faced and he endured. A fool, an outcast among his own people. Then the message he preached would invite people to call him a fool or foolish. In 1 Corinthians 1:18, Paul wrote, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God." Then Paul went on to say in 1 Corinthians 1:22 and 23, "For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness." In the Roman world, the cross was the means of execution for the lowest rejects and outcasts among criminals in society. Romans themselves, guilty of crimes worthy of capital punishment, were beheaded, not crucified. Only slaves and outcasts of society were crucified. To preach that the eternal God in the person of Jesus Christ had died in such a fashion was unthinkable. And the concept the Jews had of Christ was not a cross, but an earthly kingdom. To Jew and Greek, everything that Paul was preaching was foolish. He was a fool. The world thought they were fools because of their message of holiness too, and the world still believes the same today. But let's be fools for Christ's sake. In this age of compromise and weak-kneed Christians, let's not be ashamed. One day we'll hear God say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Then we'll really see who was foolish. Thank you for listening this week.